Welcome to the Toolbox with our hosts Joe Mangi and
the Raven.
Buckle up and get ready. You're not going to want to miss a single second of this.
You're tuned into 97.7 WVFF. This is the Toolbox. I'm your host Joe Mangi. I'm here with my co-host, as always, the Raven, and we're back talking about the postman. Going postal. Christmas is around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Or is it?
How does Santa get your gifts? Mm-hmm. The postman.
He's real good friends with the postman in case
the
any children are listening.
The postmaster general.
In case any kids are listening, Santa and the postman are very good friends.
They're like this.
Mm-hmm. Don't be ruining Santa for children.
No. What an idiot. You see, our postman dresses up as Santa.
He does.
He does. We got a good postman.
Yeah, we got a real good postman.
Yeah, so we left off. We were talking about planes with one wing, horses, eating mail and stuff. But yeah, what? It was like
24 was like the oldest.
1924.
Yeah, that's so right perfect. Before the 1930s.
So I'm picking up in the 1930s. I'm just talking about the post vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't all of them. Because, the post office, they use everything, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They use people.
Yeah, my last
Sometimes
one.
They don't even have vehicles. They're just people on feet with a safari hat. They use them in...
On feet? They get their own feet? Or are they given feet?
Stilts.
Do they get company feet?
If you see a guy with a purse and a safari hat, that's not a crazy man. That's just a postman. I was in Charleston one time, and I was like, who's this guy wearing these knee-high shorts, carrying a big old purse, wearing
Why
a safari hat?
Why do they make
hat?
Them wear those shorts, though?
Oh, they probably deliver mail twice as fast in those shorts,
though. Can't be standard issue, though.
I think they are. Like USPS socks. Anyone, if you ever see a... Not USPS, UPS. If you ever see a UPS man, look at the socks. They have their own issued socks.
Why?
I don't know, but they won't sell me a pair. I'm friends with like four UPS guys.
I don't know, but they won't give me one.
And I'm like, let me buy a pair of socks. And they're like, no. And I'm like, bro, why are y'all so secretive about the UPS socks?
Just get a job for a day so you can get some socks.
There you go.
I swear.
What makes you want to work out? I just want the socks.
I'm just in it for the socks. For the merch.
Yeah, I want the merch.
Oh my god. Postal merch. Anybody has some, feel free to send
Yeah, if anyone has UPS socks, mail them in. I get one, you get one.
Oh, thanks.
Split
Is it
in a
left
pair.
Foot or the right foot?
That don't matter in socks.
Not like a monoplane.
Yeah, not like a monoplane. So, in the 1930s, mm-hmm. So these are super cool. And obviously, if you're driving, don't Google this. But if you're not driving,
mm-hmm.
Google like a Model A Royal. Not royal, not like the queen, but rural. Like round these parts.
Rural.
Rural mail.
It's a real hard word to say with accent.
Yeah, so the rural mail Model A.
Mm-hmm.
They're so cool. It's like, you know, normal Model A, you know. But it has agriculture, huge tires on it. It's like a precursor.
Oh, that big-wheeled one.
Yeah. Precursor to a monster truck. And they had different ones. The most common one you look up, it's a convertible, which is even crazier. I guess it was easier for like...
I was about to say, this is back when it used to snow in America.
Yeah, that's why they made them, for the deep snow. They like really didn't have plows, so they just put huge tires on Model A's to deliver
the
mail.
Above the snow.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's still like unrestored ones that exist.
Are they in museums or just out and about?
I think they're on Bring a Trailer.
Oh, like bar find?
Yeah, just find them.
Dang.
But this is just a quick little, I just Googled it. But yeah, so the Model A Rural Mail refers to a delivery vehicle from the early 20th century, most commonly a Ford Model A. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, that's the most common car back in the day.
Yeah.
a car that was specifically designed and used by the United States Postal Service for delivering mail.
Mm-hmm.
Distinctive body features are extra, like, cargo boxes for the mail.
Yeah.
And some big old tires. Yeah, they were used in the early to mid 20th century. That's about it. I really didn't write down none of that. But after that, you know, they used a mix of vehicles. Sometimes they were custom made and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But the most common, like, you know, the white with the blue and red stripe.
Yeah.
When those really started taking place was the Jeep DJ. The Jeep DJ Postal, a.k.a. the Dispatcher. This was a variant of the classic Willys Jeep designed specifically for light-duty deliveries. Boom. What does the postman do? Light-duty deliveries.
Yeah.
The postal version of the Jeep DJ was made in response to USPS's request for a new postal vehicle in the 1950s. The United States Postal Service needed the new vehicle to fit these requirements. They needed to be compact in size.
Mm-hmm.
The Jeep DJ's short wheelbase helped it navigate narrow rural roads.
Mm-hmm.
I struggle with that word. You know, I should have just put country roads.
Narrow, yeah.
Country roads.
That's a lot easier.
And, you know, it could turn in tight spaces and real teeny.
Mm-hmm.
And they also needed durability.
Yeah.
Unlike today's Jeeps. Unlike today, Jeeps were known for their reliability and toughness.
You were ready to get them.
I was ready. But yeah, they run forever. There used to be one running around, I think, in Smokes. It was pink.
Really? Was it personal or was it for the mail?
It was an ex-mail one that was painted pink. I wonder what happened to that Jeep. It probably got scratched.
Anybody who thinks pink would be a good color for your car, it's not. Don't do it.
Unless you're a Mary Kay Sales Lady of the Month. I get pumped when I see a Mary Kay.
Why?
When I see a Mary Kay Cadillac. You can only get them if you, like, sell a lot of Mary Kay stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know how hard that is in 2023? 24?
True.
25?
Not yet.
And customization. Jeep worked with USPS to design a vehicle to fit their specific needs, including a rear cargo box. It's pretty much a Jeep front with a box.
Yeah, so like how mail trucks look now.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Accommodations for mail sorting and sliding doors. They didn't have, like, normal doors. They were like minivan doors, but in the front.
So you could ride with the doors open. I figured it looked like how they would have done it back in the day. They'd end up looking like the milk trucks.
Yeah.
They had those big, like, looking refrigerator doors on the back.
Yeah,
I
mean.
That's what I pictured back in the day.
Picture that, but smaller and with a Jeep front. And more square, like perfectly square.
Why? I liked how they rounded stuff off back in the day. Why would they make it square?
More efficient.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for stacking boxes that are also
square. Yeah, for stacking boxes, you don't want a round box. You want a square box.
What if I ordered something round and they put it in a square box?
It happens. I've seen them do it. And I've ordered square stuff that's come in rounded boxes. It's really concerning.
Oh my God.
We've all been there. You're like, oh, God, what happened to this box?
The horses did it better.
Yeah, horses wouldn't drive over a box.
No.
they were bred not to.
Yeah.
But yeah, the sliding doors, that's the easiest way to tell if it was a postal Jeep. That and the steering wheel is on the wrong side. That's another telltale.
Oh, so they were even doing that back then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a new age thing, because how they have all the mailboxes now, but I didn't know they did it back then, too.
No, those mailboxes were still there.
still, what's that, the right that side would, of the road?
That would have been crazy. Like, hey, we've been living here. We're going to need you to move that mailbox to the other side of the street.
Well,
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess that, yeah, I guess they do that to where they don't drive backwards on all the roads.
Or end up like the British.
Yeah. Oh, you think the Royal Mail has theirs on the...
You think they did that out of spite?
Guaranteed they did that out of spite.
We know they do this in Britain on the left side. So we're going to do it on the right
side. There is a legitimate reason why countries drive on different sides of the roads. Wow. So, like, way back in the day, like, king and queen, mm-hmm. like, depending on the country, but, like, long story short, the British Empire, mm-hmm. the queen or king mm-hmm. always drove on the left side of the road.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. You know how bossy they were. They're like, oh, you can't drive on the left. Only I can drive on the left side. And then that's how you could tell if, like, places were a British colony.
That's
like
so,
if they drive on the left.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Oh, like that one country where...
But the queen or king, they don't drive. They have drivers.
Yeah.
So it's not they wouldn't be driving in the first place. So what does it matter?
I don't know.
That's so weird. That's so weird.
That's like the... Remember that? What country was it? Where like the dictator woke up? He's like, all right, we're all driving on the other side of the road.
Wasn't that... Thailand or...
Yeah, it was like one of those Asian countries. Yeah, and it's still like the buses different. Dump people off into the middle of the road. Because, still, like still.
Well, because the buses were built when the roads were on the other side. And when the dictator changed it over, they were like, well, we can't change all the vehicles, so...
Yeah, he thought the government was leaning too far left. So he's like, that's it, we're driving on the right side of the road.
Oh my God, that's nuts.
Gosh, what? Was that Pol Pot?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't know. I just remember that.
That's crazy.
I remember seeing the vehicles and everyone having to get on the other side of the into traffic.
Yeah, into like because cars.
That's crazy. And their buses aren't like American buses, how they have the stop sign and the pole that come out to stop the vehicles. Like theirs is,
oh, yeah.
You stop, you
yeah,
might
the doors
see the
open.
Lights. Yeah.
I don't even think they got lights. They're lucky to have headlights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, where did I leave off?
I think the bottom.
Oh, but yeah, the Jeep DJ. Wow, we went off. We went off track. The Jeep. Jesus.
See this.
The Jeep DJ.
This is what kept happening.
Get me off the air. I can't even talk. The Jeep DJ was made from 1955 to 1984. Mm-hmm. It's like they made a bunch of these things.
Yeah.
But some were still in service up to 2023. This is where the last one got taken off.
Did they put them in a museum or did they just scrap them?
Yeah,
all?
They probably scrapped them. There's if you Google Jeep DJ, you'll probably see a stack of them in a scrapyard. There's like a famous picture. There's just a mound of them.
That's so sad.
And it's crazy. You think, being how square they were, it'd be a cube. Oh. But it was like a hill of them.
So they ended up round anyways.
Yeah, they ended up round. Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, so after the Jeep DJ, mm-hmm. you know, made it up to the 80s and a little bit past there, mm-hmm. they needed a new postal vehicle. A mail Jeep, if you would.
Yeah.
But not a Jeep. So the, now I'm gonna butcher this because I don't know how you pronounce it. The Grumman mm-hmm. long life vehicle is,
I'm so
what are
sorry.
You looking at, Creaky?
No, I'm trying to see where my daughter is. I can't see.
Time out.
I can't see her. I thought I heard her, but I can't see her, and the reflection is throwing me off.
Dave,
oh, I see her.
Dave just Dave. Walked off.
No, Dave's feeding her. I could hear her. I could hear glass. Okay, I was making sure girl wasn't in there throwing glass plates around. I kept hearing clanking, and I thought she had gotten into the dishes.
Dave was like, I gotta go.
Cammy just over there wreaking havoc.
Oh, man. Time in.
You waited too long. That's why that was noise.
Yeah, like, I was waiting for an input. I just kept seeing, like...
I was trying not to.
All right. Like I said, I'm probably going to butcher this name, but the Grumman Long Life Vehicle is the mail truck that we all know and love today.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least I love them, because I really want one.
Yeah.
But the post office won't sell me one.
I don't know why. Post service that won't sell you their products.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't get UPS socks, and I can't get an LLV. What the heck?
That's...
What's next? I can't get a ProMaster from DHL?
Maybe not. Oh, maybe they...
What's the other ones? Huh? I don't know the other ones. I don't know the other companies. I think that's about it. FedEx. I want the aluminum Freightliner from FedEx.
I swear.
A lot of them got 6.0s in them. That's a tech tip for it. If you need a cheap 6.0...
Mm-hmm.
That's been driven into the ground, find you an old FedEx truck. They won't rust. They're made out of aluminum.
This is rare.
So, God, why do we keep going off topic? What is going on today? Because
I have ADHD in your office.
We both have ADHD. In 1986, USPS awarded Grumman a contract to make up to 100,000 LLVs over 5 years. They ended up making a little bit less than that. They ended up making, I think it was roughly 90,000.
Mm-hmm.
The first LLVs were delivered in 1987. The design was made to fit USPS's requirements exactly. Like, literally, they said, we wanted this. And then Grumman's like, okay, here you go.
Is this the crazy one where you told me they spent millions of dollars on and then only made 90 of them?
Oh, no, that's coming up soon, though.
Okay.
But focusing on a long service life,
mm-hmm.
hence the name Long Life Vehicle, low maintenance needs, and a payload capacity of 1,000 pounds. So guess what? It holds 1,000 pounds. No more, no less.
Oh.
Like, not 1,001. Exactly. They're like, you want 1,000 pounds? Boom.
Exactly 1,000.
The LLV was designed for a service life of 20 to 25 years, but the last one was manufactured in 1994. That's when I was born, yo.
So it wouldn't have even lasted this long.
No, they're still on the road. We still get mail by one.
So you're 30, and they were only meant to last 25 years at the max. So that's 5 years over.
They're still driving.
It's 5 more years than they're supposed to be kicking.
Oh, yeah. Part of its long service life comes from its aluminum body. Don't rust.
Mm.
I
see down here in the southern states, that's a good thing.
No, you're thinking about
northern. Northern states is good.
And that's probably why they're phasing them out.
Oh, and I guess on the coast, too, where they got a lot of salt water, they also wouldn't rust.
We'll get some rust.
Oh.
It's aluminum body, and although they are custom vehicles, the LLVs share most of its drivetrain from Chevy S10s. The old GM. All LLVs are equipped with GM's 2.2-liter iron Duke 4-cylinder. When's the last time y'all seen one of them?
You're so excited.
I know, the Iron Duke. That's back when engines had cool names.
Yeah.
Like, garbage engine. But they called it the Iron Duke. And when I say garbage, I mean, you can't kill them.
I was about to say,
but they don't make enough power to hurt themselves, so...
Well, you haven't fiddled with one yet, so.
Yeah. Oh, they came in a Fieros. That's why Fieros get a bad rep. They were like, we're going to make a mid-engine sports car. And GM's like, best we can give you is the Iron Duke.
Still kicking.
Yeah, they're still going. And I know someone's going to call and say, well, I got a V6 in it. That's the GT. Fiero GT. I'm talking about the OG ones. But yeah, so they had a 4-cylinder Iron Duke and a 3-speed automatic. Although they are everywhere, the Postal Service has started phasing them out with more standard vans like the Mercedes Sprinter. And speaking of Mercedes Sprinter, they don't have Mercedes logos on the front. They get the USPS logo on the front. If I ever find one in a junkyard, I'm grabbing it. But yeah, this is only a stopgap until they get a new purpose-built UPS vehicle until the new one comes along.
Which is supposed to happen when?
It already did.
Oh.
Bingo. The Oshkosh has a really good name. Like, you think long life vehicle is boring? The Oshkosh Next Generation Delivery Vehicle, or the NGDV.
NGDV.
Yes. And I would like to give a personal shout out to Oshkosh. They refuse to make anything normal. Just type in Oshkosh, none of their vehicles make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like Oshkosh cement mixers, why are they backwards? Why are they backwards? They're like, you know what? We've been making cement mixers the same way. Let's turn it around.
Are they the ones that reinvented the wheel?
Pretty much. I think they make bombs too.
Oh my god.
I don't know. What's up with USPS using defense contract? Because Grumman makes like spy planes and stuff.
Because why not?
Right?
They made mail trucks that lasted over two decades.
it's so random. Like, hey, we know you make crazy airplanes. Can you make like a little box truck for us? Like, yeah, sure. Why not?
Probably easier than making a plane.
Hey, rocket scientists, make them a cube.
Put some wheels on it.
Yeah. It's like a little house. It's like, it's like a little package with a house in the middle. This is the newest, the NGDV is the newest USPS vehicle. Gosh, this is a lot of abbreviations.
Mm-hmm.
The contract was awarded to Oshkosh in 2021.
Oshkosh.
For $6 billion to make up to... They don't have to make all of them. They only have to make up to 165,000 NGDVs over a 10-year period.
Mm-hmm.
I tried Googling how many they made. Someone on TikTok said they only made 90. But it's classified how many they made.
Because the government.
Yeah. But
it ended up in someone's pockets.
Maybe. But it does look like... Whenever you see one, it looks like something from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
What?
The NGDV.
The vehicle?
Yeah. It looks like a cartoon mail van.
Oh,
it looks really weird.
I was about to say, I'm like, which one? Because they made a boat out of a sandwich and like the vehicles.
No, it just looks like really cartoony. Yeah. The front looks like it's a foot high. But the driver's seat is 10 foot high.
It doesn't look like it'd be worth $1 million.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, it's like that crazy bus you saw.
Oh my gosh! What was it? It was a Neoplan.
Yeah.
It was a Neo... I seen someone had a double-decker. It wasn't a British double-decker. It was a Neoplan. I spent like all night Googling it.
Okay.
And it was an RV conversion. It was a two-level... RV.
Yeah. But
it wasn't tall. It was the same height as a normal one. But the driver, like the driver's head was the same height as the front wheel. Like yeah. He sat like
in
the
front.
Head the headlight was in it front
looked,
of his face.
It was
crazy.
It looked like he was in front of the motor. Like it was really weird.
Yeah, no, like it was like bumper, driver, front wheel.
Yeah.
Like in a perfectly straight
line.
It
reminded me of the Ugly Duckling.
What?
But he would be in the motor. But he would have been the motor.
I want a Neoplan. That's what I want for Christmas.
Got you.
They had the coolest names. Well, it was like a space. It was like a Neoplan space something. I don't know.
Yeah. You have to go back.
But yeah, that thing was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it had a two-stroke. It had a Detroit diesel. That's what it came with. Two-stroke. But the NGDV does not have a two-stroke diesel. Because that would be way too cool.
Mm-hmm.
It does have several drivetrain options. Unlike the older postal vehicles, you only got one choice. This one, you get a few choices. Including gasoline-powered
mm-hmm.
or electric.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have both of those options with two or four-wheel drive, which is crazy.
Mm.
I guess the four-wheel drives would be more snowy conditions. But another thing, unlike the old postal vehicles, This one actually has some safety features, like airbags. The new postal vehicles have airbags.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No heat or AC, but they got
the No, airbags. I think they have heat and AC now.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Wow, they upgraded.
They really upgraded them. They do have a 360-degree camera. Mm-hmm. I think that's because the new ones are a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And automatic braking. So if you do see a package in the road, it'll stop. Just keep going the same speed. I don't know.
It's only for people, not
packages. It's only for people. Surprisingly, the NGDV is a steel body construction. So they went from aluminum to steel.
Heavier, rustic. Yeah, got
so
it.
I don't know how long they're going to last. Yeah. But, you know, unlike the LOV's aluminum, although it's a steel body, it looks modern, like a cartoon vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, you told us about what they did to Jag, so...
It's not quite a Nissan S-Cargo.
Why are they turning everything back into bubbles? Everything's getting rounded off and bubbled and weird.
Because everyone complained about the Cybertruck. Everyone said the Cybertruck too angular.
No, that one was just dumb altogether. That was just dumb altogether.
Triangular.
I swear to God. Like, how hard? People thinking it too hard about how to make a car. You wanna get some good car designs? Go to a kindergarten class and ask all of them to draw cars, and I guarantee they'd be better than anything all these scientists getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to do.
They're using AI to make the vehicle.
Yeah, like, not even a creative brain cell with the whole lot of them.
Well, no, I think what happens is because, like, an artist will design it, and then the engineers are like, no, no, no. But then the artist is like, no, no, no. And so it's like a big compromise.
We'll do neither.
Yes.
That's so stupid. It's so ridiculously stupid.
Oh, you should see
That's what makes it American.
Maybe. I don't even know. Where are we going?
I don't know.
What is happening right now?
I think we're in the middle.
Yeah, so the Oshkosh... Next generation delivery vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
The gas-powered variant is turbocharged.
Oh, so go faster?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But the gas-powered ones, I'm not sure what powers the electric one. Probably batteries. It's my guess. Probably batteries.
Hopes and dreams and fairy wishes.
It's just an extension cord. But
it's
someone behind it, like
someone cranking it like one of those spin toys.
There you go. I mean
that's
an infinite range.
Literally, and then all you got to do is hop out, give it a couple more cranks, hop back.
You
in.
Just solved the gas crisis.
Solved the emissions. I solved the emissions problem.
Yes. But the gas powered new. USPS things are powered by a Ford EcoBoost 2-liter. So that means that they should be cheaper and come into more junkyards.
To a junkyard near you.
Yeah, they're powered by a 2-liter, so I don't think they're that fast.
Mm.
Now,
and you said they're eco, so they're the, what, half-battery, half-gas vehicles?
No, EcoBoost. That's the engine I want to put in the pickup truck.
Oh,
I want a 2.3-liter.
I thought it was one of those crazy ones that's like, maybe it's... Like, oh, it's like half electric, but it also has the capability of running off of gas. Just make it one.
Oh, no, that's a hybrid. No, EcoBoost just means it got 300 foot-pounds of torque, you know? That's what EcoBoost means. Unless it's a V6. If you get a V6 EcoBoost, that's close to 500 foot-pounds. I've seen it. There's videos.
Bouncing.
There's videos of EcoBoost F-150s, like work trucks, walking Hellcats. Google it. Don't call up here saying your Hellcat's faster. I don't care. And don't call saying your EcoBoost isn't fast. Google it. There's videos. Mm. I've seen it.
Just look on the YouTubes.
Yeah, look on the YouTubes. Type in Ford EcoBoost. And you'll smile because they're rad. the first Oshkosh NGDVs hit the road in 2024. That's this year.
Yeah.
That's this year right now. At least for a couple more days. they are Oh, jeez, I can't even read my writing. They hit the road in 2024, and they are produced in Spartanburg, South Carolina. They were made here.
Oh, dang.
Which is like, man, that gives you some pride. But then it's also like, man, I don't know.
I mean, it'll give me some pride.
We know what happened to those airplanes we made.
The ones that disappeared?
The ones, remember, they were, I can't say anything. I can't say anything. Because last two people that said anything about an airplane, they're not here anymore.
Oh, no.
And that's all. I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. I won't ask.
Yeah. No, don't. Don't be taking me out.
Get you taken away by the Minutemen.
No. They were found. They found them.
Oh. Yeah. Tisk government.
Yeah. No. Well, I don't know. Staying out of it. All I gotta say is I'm looking forward to seeing a new Oshkosh NGDV on the road.
The new bubble car.
Yeah, the new. They. Why does Oshkosh make weird stuff? They make, you know, the Hemets? The military vehicles where you drive in front?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everything they make is weird. Like, back in the 50s, they made snowplows, and, like, the cab was, like.
In the front? Why they put their drivers out front?
I don't. Yeah, why does Oshkosh do that? They're like, you know what? You're going to be driving before the rest of the car. You're going to get there first.
I mean, that could be handy for a man getting his wife to the hospital in labor.
Whenever I think of Oshkosh, I think of the Step Brothers meme. It's like, why can't you? No, that's not Step Brothers. It's a different one. It's like, why can't you just be normal? As a kid screaming, ah! That's Oshkosh. Why can't they be normal? Well, that's a good thing, I guess.
It'd be too easy.
Yeah, that's all I had for mail vehicles. There hasn't been any new ones since the new one that they're still making.
That was...
That's probably not
mine. Going postal.
Going postal. Part 210. Thanks for tuning in. And next time you see the mailman, thank him. Or mail lady. Next time you see him, thank him. For delivering your packages.
And be glad that they're not having to do it by horseback anymore.
Unless it was that one mail lady who was delivering my packages to the neighbor's house. My house has the number on it like three different times.
Yeah.
I felt like a thief going over to my neighbor's and taking my own packages off of their porch. Like four times. I do that like four times. My normal postman was on vacation.
Yeah.
Give him more vacation time.
Postman Pat.
Yeah, Postman Pat. That's what I call all the post people.
I'm going to go back and call them mailsters.
Mailster. What's up? Well, yeah. Thanks for listening to the toolbox. Check your mailbox. There might be a package.
Keep it cranking.
Oh, am I supposed to do 97.7 WVFF? I forgot about that. Y'all, stay tuned. More coming.
I swear.
We thank you for staying tuned to the Toolbox. If you missed it, not to worry. You can always find it over on WVFFradio.com. Thanks for staying tuned to Veterans for Freedom Radio, 97.7 FM, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.